Somerville and Michael Payne on Foo Bar Radio.
Ape Shit by Bree Runway, a previous guest of ours. Very eccentric, very lively.
I feel like that was a vibe.
Yeah, massive vibe. You unfortunately weren't here when she came through as a guest on the show, Marcel.
Do you remember how she introduced herself?
It was...
By singing?
It was, but I can't remember what she sang.
Gorgeous in the Building.
There you go.
Sang Gorgeous in the Building.
It was her and Terry Walker was covering that day, and that's how it was just a little sing song to introduce her, which was great, actually.
She's the best.
She's truly the best.
One of the many guests we've had come through on the show in 2019, because it was 2019, wasn't it? It wasn't 2020. I feel like if she had come through this year, she would have blessed this year, so we wouldn't be going through the kind of rough patch that we're going through now, but shit happens.
Hey ho.
And that was Ape Shit by Bree Runway. That was one of the shits that do happen, but that was the good shit that does happen. Ape Shit. Sounds like she says, and obviously she doesn't, but sometimes it sounds like she says, "This is for my niggas who ate shit." But it's not.
It's not that.
It's Ape Shit.
I thought she was saying, "This is for my niggas that ain't shit."
No, it's "This is for my niggas who ape shit." Yeah.
The name of the song is Ape Shit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We've got a packed show.
We've got a packed show.
Coming up.
We've got some sick guests coming
up. It's business as usual.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no virus going to hold us down.
Exactly. We had a ban last week, didn't we? On mentioning the Big C. Do you think we should extend that to this week?
I think it's going to be unavoidable unless we give it a different name. Call it Captain Hook.
Call it Captain Hook?
Yeah.
Nah, because it'll remind me... Hook. Hook reminds me of good times.
Yeah. Rufio! Yeah.
Rufio!
Yep.
Okay. I don't think we can avoid it today. But we can try. We can aim for the sky.
Call it Piers Morgan.
Yeah, because no one likes Piers Morgan.
Exactly. More people like coronavirus than Piers Morgan. Apparently.
What would you rather spend the day with?
Coronavirus.
I think the young kids that are getting time off school and all that kind of stuff are like, oh my god, I love the coronavirus.
Snow day.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a snow day.
For 2 weeks, yeah.
Little holiday before the holiday, because isn't there a holiday coming up?
Easter's soon, yeah.
And I reckon there's just a bunch of vexed people that are still being made to go into work on the tube and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're seeing other offices that have actually like shut down and like not making people go in, and they're just sitting in their office like, definitely getting the coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, reminding me of Tom Hanks in Catch Me If You Can. You know, on Christmas when he's working, he's just in the office by himself on Christmas Eve.
Literally.
Everyone is like a Han Ratty.
Yeah.
Well, schools aren't officially closed yet, because I've seen a lot of kids and they don't look happy that their parents, because some parents are like, oh no, stay home, and some are like, no, you're going to school until you're literally told that you're not going to school. That's it. You get to school today. Yeah.
Well, of course, the problem is that the government haven't really... they haven't banned anyone from opening, have they?
They've just suggested it.
Very British, isn't it?
Yeah, very...
Just suggesting rather than...
Well, you know, there's lots of theories around that. If I tell you that you cannot go out anymore, then that company can probably get some sort of insurance for it.
Yeah, because, that's what I've been hearing as well.
But if I tell you that you're only advised not to go out, then they still... It's up to you if you open or not. Yeah. Therefore, no insurance for you.
I think that's what they've done with the Premier League, isn't it? Because they let them get to the final moments, and then they were like, and then the Premier League were like, you know what, we're gonna cancel the season. But if they didn't, the government probably would have to pay out a little bit of pays towards towards all that television money. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think Liverpool are going to get the title?
I think they should.
I think they should. I think they've earned it.
If not, I feel like maybe they should give it to Arsenal for we were in the best form towards the end of the towards the end of the season.
This is true. And our coach did contract it as well. Exactly, so I think we deserve it the most.
There you go.
Well, this week, Michael Payne, you have... Oh, we should probably, before we get onto that, mention the lovely guest that we have
on
the show.
We definitely should.
Yes. We should. We mentioned the fact that we were going to have a packed show, but we didn't mention the reasons.
It was almost too packed to fit it all in, but let's exactly. Fit it in the
guesser. We will, of course, be speaking to Zebra Cats on the phone and finding out whether he prefers zebra or zebra. I think that's going to be the most pressing question.
I feel like he's going to go for zebra.
He's going to go for zebra.
You think so?
Yeah.
Should we put bets on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon zebra.
You're going to say zebra?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say zebra.
I'm going to say zebra too.
I'm inclined to believe
but
you.
But I'm going to say zebra carts.
Zebra carts?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Just to add a bit of.
Well, at a time like this when everyone's kind of panic buying, he probably is better off being called zebra carts. People will gravitate towards him a bit more. Can I use you to do my shopping? Or
and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's £20, please.
There you go. Exactly. Music comes with it.
And who else do we have?
We've also got Shaquille Aaron Keith on the show.
Yep, he's been a previous guest of ours as
And we also have Cartier Ricks.
With a friend.
TBC.
And collaborator.
TBC.
Oh, TBC, okay.
I'm hearing rumours that he's turned up Sans' friend.
All right, okay. Well, but at the very least, we'll have three guests coming through.
We do. And don't worry, two games.
Two games. Yeah, I'm excited. In fact, we're going to get one out of the way quite soon, aren't we?
After we speak to Zebra Carts.
Zebra Carts, please.
But before that, Michael Payne, you have created a social distancing playlist. What's on it?
I have. I know for a fact... Okay, cool. So We Right Here by DMX is on there.
Oh, yeah.
They're, and all the songs are for different reasons. So, like, there are certain parts of the songs that I think sum up social distances. Like, bring it, what? We right here.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere. So that's to Deliveroo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's when you're getting the food in. Bring it, what? We right here.
I like that. I've got SWV right here.
Right here by SWV. Love will be right here.
Yep.
When all this thing dies down, don't worry.
It's still
love ain't
going
nowhere.
Here.
Right here. Yep. You know what I mean? Maybe there seems to be some insecurities about the way I'm feeling, where I want to be. You know it's with you, but I'm social distancing right now.
Yeah, I feel that.
But, you know, no one can do the things you do. It's true. Woo, 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 woo.
There you go.
What about Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver?
You know, that's kind of when you've decided to social distance, isn't it? You're at work and you're like, right, how do I get home?
He wants to go home.
Some back roads. Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Which explains why Talking Heads' Road to Nowhere is on
there. You go, Once we get to where we can, there's nowhere from there.
Crossover, Magnetic Man.
Yeah, Crossover and Come Inside. That's to the person who you're going to be social distancing with, you know? You both know that you're not really sharing your symptoms. You're cool. Crossover and Come Inside, they're off Bradford. I'll be your sanctuary tonight. Yep. I will turn your every wrong to right. Cross over and come inside.
Run DMC in the house.
Well, that speaks for itself.
Yep. Cypress Hill, of course, does.
Ain't going out like that.
Yep. Cell Therapy.
And then you've just got that, we ain't going out! That sums it up.
Yeah, that's why I've been screaming in Tesco. There's no like.
That's what you got to scream that in your yard.
I don't see All By Myself though, which is another.
Yeah, I think that was a bit predictable though. I wanted to make it a bit more diverse than just like all, because you might not be all by yourself.
Yeah,
a lot of
true.
People don't have the luxury of social distancing and being by themselves. A lot of people live in shared spaces. This is what we have to realize. I come from the bottom. You know, I don't really know very many people who can social distance solo.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? I'm just not from that. I don't move in them circles. Maybe you could put that on your list, being from Kingston.
Kingston,
Jamaica.
No, but if you are supposed... Okay, so let's say you get Piers Morgan. Even if you're in a household, what the advisory is that you literally go into a room solo, shut your bedroom door,
if you can't avoid people, it says stay 3 paces away or a couple of meters. Okay. Obviously, don't cough on them. Catch it, kill it, bin it, and all that. Disinfect surfaces. Maybe use the kitchen individually. So you know the person who is maybe who hasn't been showing symptoms, maybe use it first, wipe it down, and then the person who maybe is, you know, use it next. But just kind of keep away from each other as much as possible. Mm. Keep your place ventilated. Yeah. Keep windows open and shit like that. It is possible, you know.
Mm-hmm. So the windows being open, is there not fear that the virus may fly in through said window?
Like a dementor. Hey, just wafting through your window.
Oh my day.
An open window. I see.
He's just flying around waiting to be like, I need everyone, windows closed. No, here we go.
Oh my God, I just saw the virus fly by. No, shut the window. Oh, is that an open window?
No, imagine that's how it was.
He's coming in stealing toilet roll.
It's funny. They're going to use this later. I'm going to attach myself.
You catch it. Shoot virus.
That sanitizer I see, I'm all over that lid. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That would actually be better if the Big C was just this annoying, really camp entity. An open window, I see. That would be so much better.
And then you just keep seeing, they'd be like, I've told you once, get away.
Exactly. Get out. Fuck off, Corona.
I'll be back. Yeah,
that's how it is. As well. Not that anymore.
Post the letter box, it'll be straight through there, exactly. Squeezing it through there.
That would be amazing. I'd actually just like, there'd be quite a big game. It'd be a game.
Where's it going to get next? Exactly. Oh, someone's making a noise in the fireplace, in the chimney.
It's something down the chimney.
It's true.
Right, for Christmas.
Wait till Christmas for it, boy.
Well, Marcel, you went to the European premiere of Mulan.
Yes, I did.
Amazing. How was that?
Do you know what? Like, the film's actually really, really good. Yeah. It's actually, because like, I remember watching the cartoon version when I was a kid.
Fun fact, I've never seen Mulan, the cartoon.
It's one of the less talked about ones. You know what I mean? Like obviously, Little Mermaid, Lion King,
of course.
All of those ones get more praise. But Mulan was actually really good. But this was actually, the cinematography was really, really sick.
And is it like Lion King in that it kind of just follows the exact same story?
It follows the same story, but they've changed it to make it a bit more real. Real worldish, but at the same time, it's still got that
rooted in
the element of fantasy to it. But it's more. There isn't like a version of like is it the phoenix that flies around? That's Eddie Murphy or something like that. There's no one doing the comedy.
That was Eddie Murphy in the cartoon.
I think it was Eddie Murphy in the cartoon. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
who is it in the live action? Eddie Murphy again?
No. That character is made to be a bit more
realistic.
I don't want to give too much away, but it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Like, I did have the fear that I was going to get Corona though, because like, it's a premiere. You're in a cinema.
Yeah.
There was bare utes. There was bare little kids running around.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a dangerous time.
Where do you reckon the perfect place to sit? I think at the back row. Because people cough forwards.
Yeah, it's true.
But then,
you know,
the air cons.
Yeah, I know.
Straight back. You see it? Hello? No. I'm riding on the air con.
You know what I mean? No, because this is the thing. I was in there and like the air con was on and I was like... I was like, my nose, my, like you know when the air comes on and your nose starts, like your sinuses start to feel a bit thing. Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on. Am I contracting something here? And then I got home and I was paranoid. I was really paranoid.
Man, this whole thing's got man living in fear. Exactly. Like, they can feel themselves getting grody. Yeah.
Any kind of symptom you get, like you just think, oh my days, I've got the corona.
It's true. Someone coughs just to clear their throat. And people just looking at them suspiciously.
Hold on. You know what I mean?
I had that yesterday. I had to pop out and I was wearing a coat and it was quite warm. And this coat, it was not an expensive coat. So it's basically inside made of polyester. I don't even know how that works. But I started sweating. It makes you sweat.
Yeah, so fever. Oh my God, I got fever.
Oh, on your playlist, CNC Music Factory, gonna make you sweat. That's a good song. So I was kind of walking down the road thinking, like, am I getting this? I'm really getting clammy, I'm really hot. And I was like, no, it's just like I'm wearing a ridiculous coat for this weather. But I also saw people looking at me like, burn the whip.
Get back inside your house.
What are you doing that? It's sweating.
How dare you be out here? I'm like, it's sunny, it's really warm. Yo, I'm wearing a coat. Sorry about that.
I had a pizza one night and I'm like, you know, quite lactose intolerant. And I went for a long run and I cough after a run. You know, you just clear your lungs a little bit.
Yeah.
And then obviously I had the sweats. But then thinking, like, because apparently a very small proportion of people who suffer symptoms, they have diarrhea. Do you know what I mean? But then I had to think, oh shit, it's cool. I had a pizza yesterday. Well, obviously, I'm going to have the shits today. And I'm coughing because I went for a really long run. I was literally telling myself that, attributing my so-called symptoms.
Because it's talked about so much in all the thing, and the symptoms are everywhere. Yeah. And it's like a normal flu. It's like, you know what I mean?
You're like,
you just start panicking, thinking, oh my God, I've literally contracted this thing.
Honestly. Yeah, you haven't. Anything. Well, also, Lily Jo, former guest on the show, and indeed the singer that you manage, performed at the premiere as well. Is that correct?
No.
And did her first showcase.
She'd done her first showcase.
Oh, okay. She went to the premiere.
No, the day before.
Right.
The day before, yeah, she'd done it. It was a live sessions showcase. And yeah, like, she smashed it. She's done really well. So there's going to be another one that was meant to be coming up next month, but because of all the Piers Morgan problems, like, we're going to have... It's been postponed, so it's going to be in a couple months' time now.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, man, she's doing a role. She literally smashed it as well, so...
Yeah. Happy. It's nice to see that not people aren't necessarily just cancelling their stuff. There's lots of rescheduling going on.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
Well, the Manor this week as well.
Yeah,
talked about
really?
The Manor with Outer Stellar Overdrive, both guests on the show.
And everyone you know who are supporting
them.
Who
we've had on to it was a huge gig, which they've been saying for ages, and I did see them tweeting last week, you know how the Manor are, like, it's going ahead at Brixton. I thought it's not going to be, is it? But then they have rescheduled. They've managed to reschedule it for August, but you know, that was a kind of a thing when we had them in a few weeks ago. When it was just sort of the Piers was just starting up properly over here. They were saying, like, well, we don't know. We hope it will go ahead. But so they've managed to reschedule it.
That's wicked.
And what you said, Romesh has as well.
Romesh has had to move a lot of dates to September. Mm. And then all the ones that were set for April originally have been moved to, like, next year.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's mad because my friend was meant to be getting married, like, in May.
Oh, shit, yeah, I've got a mate that's getting married.
They've
as
moved
well.
Their whole wedding until December.
Wow, okay.
So well, it's like.
It's
literally just mental how this thing's just like caused such a commotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, the big one's Glastonbury.
Well, that's gone. It's cancelled.
No.
It's been cancelled.
200,000 people. They can't have that. Because the problem was that Glastonbury's quite late on in the year,
it's
isn't
June.
It? Well, not late on, but you know what I mean? It's in a few months, right?
The scale
so you
of
think it might have blown over. But they need thousands of people to come onto the farm.
So many people
to set up.
To set it up, they've got all the artists. Plus, they've got all the BBC goes there for a lovely weekend. You know, one show goes down there.
Spicy.
The one show do normally just do go live from Glastonbury. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, that makes sense. But the one show.
No one likes the one show.
No, I don't mind the one show. I just don't know why
you're the one.
They can't be the one.
The one show.
I'm just confused why
viewer.
They're like, let's go. We're at Glastonbury. I'm like. Why
do you need to be there?
Yeah, but so obviously there's just a lot. It's a huge scale operation. I mean, I'm assuming, unfortunately. Well, I don't know. I don't want to jinx it, but we don't know about All Points East yet. That's May, isn't it? Everything else is being rescheduled.
That everything
will be
cancelled.
Yeah, me too.
This summer,
so,
until
which I'm
until
so
like
sad
later
about.
In India.
So
yeah,
sad. Well, obviously festivals will just be cancelled because they can't reschedule a festival. So
you
can't do that.
There's not that many months you can actually do it.
No, exactly. It's all booked out. And people are booked, and so anyway,
it's going to be one long, boring summer.
Very boring. After we had just said on this show, we're looking forward to summer. We said that in January. It's going to be a great summer.
That's what we meant. Summer 21. That's what we really meant.
Well, our first guest is going to be on the line in a minute. So let's go to a song, and then we'll speak to Zebra Cats. I'm streaming the yellow on a dish show. Getting sentimental and a broken up. I'm just getting such a daughter. Making my nails with the devil wings. Losing my key spiral, I suppose a friend. Losing my key file, I was troubling. I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. Making it. I swear that I'm a man in a tower. I gotta launch it to watch it bloom.
Cause the drugs and the genie in my lungs. Swish that snug, swish, swish that slug. Give me kisses, slurpy like a leopard or a slug. Whispers from a scanty bat, batty bug tug. Batty bug rug, had it cradled in a hug. Top, top bands, no romance for the man, them lands. Ring, 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 no chance. Win, 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 them pants. No advance, them gal, they glance. Want my loot, them nicks, they prance. Want them boots to cheek, they chance. Wash your hands, Lady Leisha, make them dance. Lands a lot of knot, cheeks of beaten rocks. Vans, no boots on walks, yeah. Shaky, way too smart. Peaks of sweets and silver pots, yeah. Sneaks that travel dark. Don't you run, don't you dart. Don't you spot, don't you run. Don't you travel and embark. I swear that I'm the man in the tower. I gotta launch it to watch the bloom of the hours. You got a monkey. I wear the stink of the flowers. You got them big bin butterflies. Spring to the valley.
Dua Sela, or Saleh.
Yes.
Was it Saleh?
Saleh.
It was, yeah. Dua Saleh with Moth.
Yes.
We're going to get straight into the first interview of the day. Because of, like, recent developments with the whole Piers Morgan virus.
Yeah.
This artist
was supposed to be in studio was supposed today, to and be we were so,
right
and will
here
be at
in
some
our
point.
Midst.
We're so
and
excited.
Hopefully, will be yeah. But for now, we're going to have to speak to him on the phone, all the way from Germany. Mm-hmm. Make some noise for Zebra Cats. Can you hear us?
How's it going? I can hear you loud and clear.
Wicked, yeah. Perfect. Likewise. And did I pronounce it right? Because we were having a bit of a debate as to whether it's pronounced zebra or zebra, and I took a punt with zebra, but only because you're American.
What? Absolutely. Zebra fucking cat.
Yeah, well, so Natalie and Marcel were actually right. I was saying zebra earlier on, but only because obviously we're British, but then I realised it was you who named yourself, I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely.
You weren't just looking like a zebra and a cat at the same time one day.
No.
Where did
that was not the mixture.
Where did the name come from?
I kind of just came up with the name when I was studying in college in New York, and I was emceeing at like clubs at the time.
Yeah.
That was still open. And at that time, I would on the mic and kind of freestyle and try to get everyone kind of hype. And one day Zebra Cats kind of just stuck. I knew I wanted to have an animal name. And I know I also wanted it to end with another Z. So Zebra Cats was it.
Of course.
Know?
It rolls off the tongue, whether you say zebra or zebra. Do you get a lot of people saying, like, you know, if you travel to the UK and people are talking to you, do a lot of people call you Zebra, or do they kind of...
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's the most exciting thing about it. If you listen to the album, it kind of starts with a plight of different news presenters saying zebra cats in different languages. So it kind of just kind of shows my journey over the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the fun interviews that I've done. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, as long as they know your name, there's nothing wrong with that.
Fair play. Very self-aware. How come it took you so long to release your debut album?
I was spending a lot of time just learning about the industry and preparing myself to be able to independently release on my own label, ZFK Records. And, you know, I had to put a team together, and there's a lot of awesome people behind me right now that are just really looking forward to pushing this out tomorrow night, basically, on March 20th.
So, yes, of course.
Yeah, it's exciting times, and I kind of just needed to learn the ropes a little bit and learn what it is I wanted to present as a musician.
Yeah.
At the same time that I was kind of growing in front of my fan base and experimenting as an artist. So,
and
yeah,
obviously,
I think...
Obviously, it's really fucking annoying that you had a tour scheduled and everything that I'm hoping only rescheduled rather than cancelled.
Postponed.
There we go. But but are you do you see the silver lining as people have just got like more time to sit in and sit down and take in the album now?
Vibe to the tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. That it's unfortunate that I couldn't be there to present it live because we spent a lot of time working on a live show and, you know, spent a lot of time learning the new material to present it because I've been touring with a lot of the older material for the last 7 years now. So I was really looking forward to presenting it in that way. But yeah, I'm glad that people will be able to, in confinement, listen to the album. And, you know, hopefully it eases them. It does have moments of apocalyptic doom throughout it. So it might be an easing sound to take in. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really just looking forward to getting it out. We're living in some trying times. So I know I'm not the only musician or individual that has been affected by this. And yeah, just trying to stay positive and, you know, get on with the work.
Yeah. I think the only bands right now that are probably still gigging are The Who and The Vaccines and The Cure. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
So you moved to Germany. Was that a recent move, or has that been?
Yeah, I did that in 2017. And then as soon as I relocated, was invited to go on the road with the Gorillaz for a year.
Wicked.
So didn't really get back into early 2018, and then just kind of isolated myself, which I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And worked on an album and, you know, was looking forward to touring it on, you know, Friday, actually. So yeah, that's why I kind of relocated here and was going to play it by ear. But, you know, I may move back to the States or I may stick it out here. But, yeah.
Whereabouts in Germany specifically you live in?
In Berlin.
Oh, it is Berlin. Yeah, I was going to say the kind of architecture around there must really lend itself to a kind of post-apocalyptic sort of like mindset.
Yeah, it's quite brutalist.
It is,
you know,
isn't
but
it?
There's also some romance to it. There's a lot of concrete dance floors that kind of play into the club, you know, atmosphere that's been shut down. But it's a great space. I've had a lot of freedom here to kind of explore and not have the financial burden I had when I was living in New York City, being a freelancer, a person that works from home on the computer mostly or in the studio. There's a lot of guilt and pressure that, like, you constantly have to be working. And I think when I moved to Berlin, I had a moment to kind of digest and, you know, settle in and reflect on the nomadic lifestyle I've had since 2012 with the release of Amarid. So, you know, it was a moment of clarity for me also because I had been gigging a majority of the time that I wasn't in the public eye, so to say. So it was nice to take that time off after touring and then going on the road for a year with the Gorillaz and to kind of just like settle and get a piece or a body of work out and build a team and, you know, get it out and get it on vinyl thanks to the Vinyl Factory, which is something I definitely wanted to have a physical piece because I think it's really important and a lot of people resonate with it. And it's been nice to see people listening to it and, you know, mixing and mastering a vinyl was a new experience for myself. So glad I got to go through that process. And yeah, I'm excited to finally share it and have people take it in.
Well, obviously, you're known mainly as a musician, but you're a multidisciplinary kind of creative, and you when you kind of first started, you spent quite a lot of time gigging in like galleries and museums. So was there, as well as the kind of musical influences, did you have any other main influences from like other, you know, art disciplines?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I grew up going to an art school, so we had to take a wheel where you experimented or like also practiced or trained in other mediums like dance and communication, which is like a form of doing the morning announcements or learning about film and learning about, you know, being a politician, so to say, or doing like political newscasting. And we also had keyboard class. So I mainly focused in theater, and that's kind of how the Zebra Cats project grew about when I was doing performance art. And I did a one-man show at La Mama Theater in downtown New York that, you know, I started experimenting with music in and also did some dancing in and like developed these several characters, and Zebra Cats was one of them. So I had a really versed upbringing, so to say, and that's what's been influenced for me in a lot of my work, from doing the music videos and executive producing them and working with teams in Lithuania or Riga or Sweden, you know, wherever I can really find people to trust in my vision and, like, you know, get the work done. And I'll also be releasing a new music video for the single called More on the 20th as well, and it was really fun working on another visual because it helps me, you know, give people a peekhole into the world of Zebra Cats, or the Zebra Zone, so to say. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I get to, you know, reflect and work within a field I feel really confident in, and that's, you know, being in front of the camera or performing on stage and studying Shakespeare, so to say, at BARDA, the British American Dramatic Academy in the UK for a summer when I was also writing More Contradictions. So, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, experiences I've had as an artist growing up where I've had to make mistakes, where I kind of just feel really comfortable, you know, investing in my work and investing in my craft and putting it out there and hoping that people kind of resonate with it.
Excellent. That's fascinating stuff, man. Well, the album Less Is More is out this week.
20th.
Friday.
Tomorrow night at midnight.
Yes. And we can definitely hope to see you at some point in the future, although not right now. The tour is going to be postponed. Are you going to announce dates at another stage?
Yes, rescheduling dates as we speak. Wicked. Because the great uncertainty of when this virus will die down and when these borders will open up. It's really hard to say, and I think it's just a really challenging time, but we're aiming for the fall. Okay. And we're just going to keep our fingers crossed and let people know that the show must go on.
Absolutely.
We can't, you know, give in to the virus, but we have to be precautious and take care of each other, because what do we really know?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Before you go,
thank you for having me.
No, not at all. It's our pleasure. Like I said, we wish it could have been in the studio.
Maybe
itself,
it will in the fall.
Exactly.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
I will, for sure. I'll be there.
Would you do us this one last honor of introducing the song we're about to play?
Which is your song?
Yes, I think the song you're about to hear is up from my album Less Is More, out on ZFK Records and available everywhere on March 20th. Thank you guys for having me, and I hope you enjoy.
God bless.
It's okay. I'm in the room. Play. It's okay. Call me, baby. Now you dance.
are you doing for fun?
That was Up by Zebra Cats, who we just spoke to on the phone. He's stuck in Germany at the moment because he can't go on tour because of this bloody Piers Morgan virus that we've renamed, because we wanted to associate it with something that we don't like rather than the delicious Mexican beer that we love with a wedge of lemon or lime, or both if you're flexing.
Precisely.
You fit both in a bottle?
Of course you can, one after the other now.
Okay, fine, fair.
The hole doesn't close once you stick the lime in. You know?
Yeah, famous last words.
Name my next sex tape.
Yeah. I think you probably want to have a game, don't you?
Yeah, man.
I would love a game, please.
So we did it last week where I just put my iPod on shuffle and just picked whatever songs came up. I've done it. I think I did it again this week.
Okay. You have really good selections.
Thank you. Let's see what you think about today's ones. Mm. So I'm going to give you two songs. So there's six in a bonus here.
Right.
Two songs that just were randomly on shuffle and it came up one after the other. We're looking for the artist here rather than the track. Which of the artists of the songs has a higher rank on the website Best Ever Albums? Okay, so it's collective album wise. So
for each, how do you find these websites?
I can't reveal this stuff. So if I was to say to you on this Best Ever Albums, like MC Hammer, where do you think he came in the list of like every artist ever? Where would you rough guess for MC Hammer? Where would you think he came?
For an album?
For all of his albums together.
Two Digits was
a sick album.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm thinking all the albums in the world.
Of all time. So give me a number.
350.
Okay. What would you say, Michael Payne?
500.
6,393.
How much?
6,393. If
fucking
I was to
hell,
say
man.
To you, Eminem, where do you think that would come? He would come, sorry.
Third.
Third? Okay, yes. Well, he's big, for collectively.
412.
136. If I was to say to you, the Beatles, where would you think they would come?
Okay, third.
Third, yeah. Marcel?
Seventh.
One. Number one. Okay, so what we've ruled out here is...
We've got a little scale going on.
A little scale of
there,
who's who. So it's between these two artists who have got higher on best ever albums. You can have a guess at number if you want to. You don't have to. I'll give a point just for who you think got higher out of these two.
So the scale is Beatles, MC Hammer. Yeah.
Beatles 1, Eminem 136, MC Hammer 6,393.
Right.
Okay, so let's start with number one.
Is this Tupac or Dre?
Yeah. Tupac.
It was all a dream.
Ooh,
I used to read
World
Up magazine.
Taking
heavy D up in the limousine.
It's kind of weird how they did randomly just pop up yesterday. Right. I was literally skipping my iPod.
Yeah,
So Tupac.
Eminem was
Eminem was 136. So you got Tupac or Notorious B.I.G. who came higher according to Best Ever Albums. Just put down the artist name.
You've got to try and think about the type of person that would go on a website with Best Ever Albums and think that their opinion mattered.
Right. I was surprised that Eminem was 136. I thought we'd be much higher than that. But I was also weirdly surprised the Beatles was number one as well.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know why I felt like it should have been MC Hammer. I don't know why. It was so unfair. He's been robbed. write down.
Oh,
Tupac
or
B.I.G. Yeah. So let's move to number two. He lives in beauty. So that was Bjork or Chemical Brothers, who are higher on the list for best ever albums collectively, all of Bjork's albums or all of Chemical Brothers. Who do you think was higher? We all got something?
Yeah.
Okay, move on to number three. So, Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam or The Streets?
Ooh.
No, they worked with Prince, didn't they? In fact, they're still, I think they're, yeah,
the
so,
streets.
You know, Yep, Streets.
He was on the Dry Your Eyes remix.
Streets worked with Prince.
That's
quite
that's,
well
that's a pretty hard one. Now
so, you know, they were big because on, you know, on touring with Prince, and he promoted them a lot, and they were out there. So,
nah,
you know,
but I think
a lot of stuff.
The Birmingham rave scene.
Prince did his well into it. Always hanging out in Birmingham.
And Reebok Classics.
Always down there.
You've never seen Prince in his pink ice skating suit. Workouts.
Workouts.
Have you got something for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got something, Lisa, or Streets. Right, okay, number four. The way I love my baby, I know she's gonna love me so. Terry Collier. Play me. Buy me. Jay Dilla or Terry Collier, who, according to Best Ever Albums,
some of this is going to be like based on my opinion.
Okay, you got something?
Mm-hmm.
What are we on number five? Faith No More. There's a couple that I would like to see them do a track together, Faith No More and Bananarama. Think of the music they could make. You got something? Faith or Bananarama? You got something?
I think Bananarama will be big. I think A Cruel Summer will start to climb up the charts this year.
Oh, yeah,
this
true.
Year.
That could sneak onto your playlist, actually.
Oh, definitely.
It? Yeah. Okay, let's go for number six. Yo-Yo.
Or these ones are hard.
What are you thinking of my iPod choices today?
Good.
Good?
Very diverse.
Very diverse, yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. So let's get some answers. We had Tupac and we had Biggie. And who do you think got higher? Best ever albums. Who did you
go put? Go on, Moss.
I said Tupac.
So did I.
Okay, incorrect.
Fuck off.
But how... Okay,
really?
Do you want to have a go? Okay, if I tell you that Tupac was 392, what do you think Biggie
150.
350. 156. Yeah. 390.
270.
Okay. 274. Who got a point? Actually, you got a point there, Marcel.
No, I said Tupac.
You both said Tupac, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? Biggie, I prefer Biggie, but...
So did I, but Pac put out more albums.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was my thing. One, but then the thing is, Pac never put out an album, I think,
that was
as much
sick.
Of a classic as Ready to Die.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true.
Right, it's okay. True. What did you get for Chemical Brothers or Bjork?
I put Chemical Brothers.
Okay. What did you put, Michael Payne?
Bjork.
You were right to put Bjork.
Awesome.
Chemical Brothers were 415. What do you think Bjork was?
290.
Mm.
400.
45.
Whoa.
Very high up for Bjork there.
Are you crazy?
Well, you know, according to Best Ever Albums, I don't know if it's a .org. I feel like it's a .org probably.
I reckon it sounds like a .org.
Sounds like a .org.
.gov.uk.
Yeah. So Lisa and Cult Jam or The Streets?
The Streets.
I put The Streets, but I feel like I should put Lisa.
No, it's The
Streets. What do you want to put?
Lisa.
She's that what bluffing. You want to say?
No, I'm joking. I put The Streets.
Well, you just want, okay, yeah, it's The Streets. It's The Streets. But so Lisa and Cult Jam were number 9,407.
Mad team.
What do you think The Streets were?
9,407.
Yeah. So
I reckon The Streets were top 50.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to
say. I'm going to say
62. 489.
Whoa. Okay.
This really makes no. You can never guess what this
it's
website.
Not logical. Is
Terry
it?
Collier or Jay Dilla?
I put Jay Dilla.
Yeah, okay, you are both right. Terry Collier was 1,758. What was Jay Dilla, though?
600.
892.
404.
Okay.
So higher than The Streets and higher than the Chemical Brothers. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, Faith No More or Bananarama?
Faith No More.
Bananarama.
Faith No More, you are correct, Michael Payne. Bananarama, again, I think we're robbed. 5,866.
Okay.
What do you think Faith No More were?
3,123.
4,804.
263.
What is going on here?
I don't know who Faith No More are.
That's the thing, I've heard of their name. I don't think I've ever heard a Faith No More song apart from the one you just
remember
played.
Remember that cover of Easy they did that was in the charts? Commodores, by easy. You will 100%
I do remember
You will know that was epic, but you will know.
But from time your biggest song's a cover, like,
how's your album that high?
No, because they are huge. Like, you must know We Care a Lot by them. We Care a Lot. You must know that. I think you will. Maybe. You will definitely know them. They are a huge band. Yo Yo or Skunk Anansie?
Skunk Anansie, surely.
I'll put Skunk Anansie.
Yeah, you're right to put Skunk Anansie. Yeah. Do you, so, Yo Yo, sadly, and I don't know, this is some bullshit website here, because she has got albums out, was not even on there.
Oh, right, okay. Think, so a little, you know, red herring.
Ridiculous.
There.
So, bearing in mind with that, what was Skunk Anansie?
Ooh. 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
6,012.
1,614. No sense, no right. I mean, I appreciate it. I love Skunk Anansie. That does mean Marcel
has... Blazers Squad must be in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, can you look up... No, they're not. Sorry.
Are they not?
They're not on there. It seems,
it seems like we've what's his name being in there at like 9,000 and something? MC Hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
There's space for everyone.
There should be space.
There should be space.
Not Blazing Squad or Yo Yo, sadly.
This is a liberty.
With that in mind, Marcel, you have three. Albums. Michael Payne has five.
Ah, yes, I won the first game.
But we are going for a bonus game, winner takes all, okay? Between these two artists. Remember, it's artists, not the tracks.
I can't feel my face, oh God. SMH, no ASMR.
We have JPEG Mafia versus Young Jeezy.
Young Jeezy, obviously Young Jeezy.
You were saying Young Jeezy.
Definitely.
Are you saying Young Jeezy? You're both saying that.
Yes.
Both 100% incorrect.
What?
Young Jeezy is at number 4,859. JPEG is higher than that. How much higher do you think he is? I mean, you've lost the game. Marcel technically is. No, Michael Payne is still the winner because it was not winner take all. But what do you think JPEG was in relation?
3,000 and something.
Marcel?
12.
You're closer. 839. JPEG.
This is dumb. This is fucking dumb.
No, it's good. We will be using it again. So well done, Michael Payne.
Thanks, mate.
Let's go into a song and then we'll talk about something when we get back.
Young Jeezy was
there. They're waiting anxiously for them to appear at their window on the 12th floor here at the Double Trust. The ambulance is over there, still doing a steady train with steering controls.
Sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the show. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. In the land before time, a land before altar boys, synagogues and shrines. Man was in his prime. Look how far I go in time just to start a rhyme. The method is sublime, you get blessed with every line. I'm in touch with every shrine, from Japan to Oaxaca. The melanated, carbon dated, phantom of the chakras. Me and Puff, we was chilling in Miami. Said, nigga, fuck the underground. You need to win a Grammy for your mama and your family. They need to see you shined up. You built a mighty high ladder. Let me see you climb up. Nigga, what you scared of? Terrorize these artificial rap niggas and spread love. Pollinate the earbuds like you supposed to. Spit it for the culture. Pay no attention to the critics and the vultures. They'd rather have a shot of Belvy just to spite you. They cast the judgments cause they feel they got the right to. Fuck them. I let the dice roll like the father did. I gotta shine, it's in my blood, I'm a Harlem kid. I treat my babies right, treat my ladies ladylike. Hit them with a remix to make sure that they play me twice. I thought you said it's the return of the black kings. Luxurious homes, fur coats and fat chains. Sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the show. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. I'm sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
In this manila envelope, the results of my insanity. Crack set across the line between real life and fantasy. Can it be the same one on covers with Warren Buffett? We're stuck in the undercovers, was warring with motherfuckers. Went from warring to warring, undercovers to covers. If you believe in that sort of love, your screws need adjusting enough. Well, I know justice and black ladies on the back of buses. I'm the immaculate conception of rappers slash hustlers. My God, it's so hard to conceive, but it all falls perfect. I'm like autumn is the trees. The doc interrupted. He scribbled a prescription for some Prozac. He said, take that for your mustard, boy. You must be off your rocker if you think you'll make it off the strip before they pop you. Nigga, you gotta be psychotic or mix a certain potent with your vodka. It takes a lot to shock us, but you being so prosperous is preposterous. How could this snappy-headed boy from out the projects be the apple of America's obsession? You totally disconnected with reality. Don't believe in dreams. Since when did black men become kings?
You have no idea, yeah, the means to what I say. And you have no idea how I got this way. Now hear my dream, and by the time you wake, I'll look down from the clouds, see I'm on my way.
I'm sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. Told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the shore and let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Sailing on a cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow and let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
Wow, wow, wow. That's Jay Electronica featuring Jay-Z with Shiny Suit Theory. Jay Electronica's new album's fucking amazing. Just wanted to put that out there. It's a beautiful album. 10 tracks. It's just, for me, it's like, the kind of point where spoken word and rap meet perfectly. It's the apex. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of the time they're saying such stuff that I'm glad that the it isn't, you know, too overproduced. Mm. It's, you know, they've got so much space to talk, because Jay-Z features on like pretty much every song on the album, if not every song, you know. People are calling it like Watch the Throne 2 without Kanye, yeah. Such is the extent of Jay-Z's kind of involvement with it. But
has he produced any of the tracks, or is
who produced, Jigga?
Yeah,
I know, I don't think so, but I think it's out on Rock Nation.
Okay.
Yeah, because
yeah,
Jay Electronica does mention the Rock a lot. But yeah, man, I was listening to it. I was taking it in while I was like tidying up yesterday. I think some of the best, you know, the best time to listen to music is when you're doing chores.
Yeah.
Doing something repetitive, you know, and you're really taking stock of what is being pumped into your ears, because what you're doing with your hands is so fucking boring, you know?
Some dusting.
Yeah, man. It's therapeutic. I guess not boring, but it's therapeutic, and it does lull you into a kind of it puts you in a sense of like almost autopilot. Yeah, you're on autopilot, innit? So hearing some music is great. Be stoned before you do it as well. Music always sounds better with Doob. That's how the song goes, isn't it?
Mm.
Music sounds better with Doob.
Who's that? Stardust? That was Daft Punk, wasn't it? Calling themselves Stardust, right?
Daft Punk, exactly. Punk.
Punk.
They knew about weed. They called themselves Daft Punk. We should bring in a guest in a bit, but we'll have a little chat first, don't we?
Yeah, sure.
Because it feels weird. It just feels weird today, Nick. It feels like we're not around very many people at all. Because we're not.
Yeah.
In this building, we're literally the only ones.
Yeah, it kind of is going into lockdown. And obviously, it will get more and more that way over the coming days. But speaking of weed, actually, I don't know if you're aware that in Holland, you know, they're taking it very seriously, obviously. And a couple of days ago, it was reported that get to the cafe now and buy your stuff. It's shut.
My baby sister only just got back from Amsterdam, actually. She thought she was going to be stuck there. She was there.
She alright about that?
She wasn't too fussed. She was like, it's not the worst place in the world to be stuck. But she got back.
Well, okay. Did you see that they were shutting the cafes, basically?
No.
Okay, so people were queuing for quite far,
right,
for weed. But I can tell you, only a couple of days later, they are now reopened for takeaway supplies purchases.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Didn't last very long, the shutting of it. People need their weed.
People do need their weed, especially in Amsterdam.
Yeah, the whole nation probably was going mental, innit? Like, you know, when people don't get that weed fixed, people be running around crazy, stressed out.
Exactly. Right, so smoking toilet paper.
If you can get some of that, good. If I saw someone smoking on toilet paper, I would go mad, because I'd be like, I can't even buy some in car.
Honestly,
on the street.
I went to the supermarket the other day to get some bits and bobs, and this woman in front of me, this is how I know that we're slowly spiraling towards a post-apocalyptic world, because this woman dropped this 12 pack of toilet paper, and I was thinking, do I know the side roads around here? If I just pick up that 12 pack and run off with it, how quickly can I, you know what I mean? But I don't really know the side roads of foot. Fulham too well, so I didn't even do anything.
That did happen the other day, and it is bad. Obviously, a person had bought some toilet roll, and this person like kind of just rushed them on the street, tried to just get the toilet paper
no
off.
No way,
that's mad.
Currency now, but in Amsterdam or in Holland, I should say. So Sunday was when it was initially the ban. They were closing. Yesterday, what was yesterday? Tuesday.
Yeah, they reopened. Do you know why? Re-opened. They forgot. They all got blazed on Monday. Yeah, like, what's going on again? I don't know. Why are the fucking coffee shops shut? Someone opened the coffee shops, and that was it.
Well, I can still say that until April the 6th, a little while away, all the sex clubs will be closed still.
Right.
They're not reopening that currently.
That
as
makes
speak.
Sense.
Yeah.
I've been to Amsterdam maybe six times. You know, I've never been to the red light district.
Well, I think I would go because I'd be curious to have a look.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. Oh, I just think it's a woman standing in a window.
In a window, yeah.
That I'm not going to interact with.
I mean, to be fair, you're going to see a lot of that when Piers Morgan happens. A lot of people just standing in windows.
It's true.
You're
just
UK,
like your neighbour, just your neighbour at the window curtain drawn. It's like, I really wish I could be outside.
Just waiting for you to cough, you know, so they can snitch on you.
You know what I'm saying?
Because two people are going to be snitching on coffers. I reckon we're going to descend into such. It's going to be so mad that people are going to be snitching. You're going to get fined if you cough in public.
Your neighbour's going to be like, I saw him.
Yeah, definitely.
He was definitely coughing last night.
And then we get a note through the door. Because they won't want to bang on your door. They won't want to see you. They'll just pop a note through the door and you've been fined.
Exactly.
Like, what? Okay.
In some parts of the world, I think in some parts of South Asia, they're stamping people. So if you've got
to let you know that they got the corona.
Yeah. If you're meant to be quarantined, they put an indelible stamp on your hand. To make sure that you are quarantined for at least 14 days. Apparently, these people got thrown off a train somewhere in the world. I can't remember exactly where it was. Maya, I can't remember. I don't know how to pronounce the place, but they got thrown off the train because they forgot to put on gloves. Clearly, because
the stamp was there.
Yeah.
That is
mad. Were they in Holland? They were so stoned they forgot to pop on some gloves. Well, I saw that earlier as well. Where was it? Oh, by the way, Eurovision Song Contest has been cancelled.
Good.
Just to update.
Thanks
you on that.
For that.
File that next to Taylor Swift's set at Glastonbury getting cancelled.
Yeah,
dodge the bullet stop. There.
So you know, it's not all bad news.
It's not all bad news at all. Bare silver linings with this Piers Morgan virus.
I tell you what isn't bad news is our next guest is waiting next door for us. So let's go to a song and we'll bring him into the studio.
Like to see you come out of hiding off your device and give me your heart. Been searching for time, no better time than the hour we on. The hour we on.
I wish
Yo, might be my favourite song that I've heard today.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, that was Amma.
How
are we on?
That also could be for the Piers Morgan thing, because you're like, time is just a concept now when you're in quarantine. What hour are we on? No idea.
Oh, yeah, of
that
course.
That could work on your playlist too.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. It's true. Well, that's one of those ones that could work for that period in between Christmas and New Year.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And also, well, for the rest of the year as things stand.
Yeah, what day is it? Doesn't matter.
This is very true. It's still virus day.
Yes, yeah.
As far as every day is virus day. We're going to get straight into a chat with our second guest of the day, who's been kind, brave, stupid enough, maybe, to come into the studio and see us. No, we do appreciate it. We need all the company that we can get. We're self-isolating here at FUBAR.
Very
We're
true.
Living here now.
We've literally been in there for the last 5 days.
Honestly.
Are you joking? For real?
Haven't watched it.
What have I walked into? Just the virus just swinging around the room. Hey, guys, we got a new guy.
No, I feel like it's going to pop out the loft at some point there, trying get you.
Yeah, we've personified the coronavirus and we've given it a voice and everything so that we can kind of humanize it a little bit and relate to it. No, our second guest is Shaquille Aaron. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Thanks, man. Yeah. We're in high spirits considering.
Yeah, you gotta be, bro. Honestly, like, I feel like everyone's going into like the maddest frenzy right now. Mm. Like, for me, I just came out from a run as well. I'm kind of like, I'm self-isolating, but it's like I'm not stopping myself from living. Do you
yeah,
get
yeah, absolutely.
That's
the thing. You can't.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, I do the same thing. I still go for a run because I don't see myself coming into close contact with people unnecessarily.
Yeah.
It's just nice to clear your head as well.
Yeah, 100%.
It's great to, do you have a favorite route when you run?
Not particularly. I just make sure it's got to be between 8 to 10K every time.
Okay, cool.
Because I run marathons a lot.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm training for the Hackney Half, even though I know that's probably might not even really be happening.
When is that supposed to be?
It's meant to be in
May. Or June. May.
Obviously, the marathon got postponed till September, didn't it?
Did it?
Yeah.
Due to it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so that was probably going to definitely, because they're going to be running with bare people in it.
He's running away from everyone. Do you know how fast the times will be in this marathon if they let it happen? Be like, people did it in 4 minutes.
Yeah. That would be crazy. I actually did the London Marathon before as well.
Serious?
I did it 2 years ago. 2018, hottest one to date.
Yeah. Wow. And it's really hard. Isn't it actually quite hard to even, because you have to have a charity to backing you to do it, don't you? You can't just run along with the mandem for like 26 miles. You've got to really, apparently it's quite hard to my friend, his one year, his whole family got accepted to do a marathon apart from him.
Oh,
that's pretty deep.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, his mum, dad, and brother did it, and he couldn't.
Wow, you know? That's crazy.
Lucky if you do get to. You are quite sort of privileged in a way if you do get to.
I don't know. I'd be really happy if they were like, "I've rejected you." I go, "Thank you, God. Thank you very much." I'd be more happy to be like, "Oh, okay. Well, I tried." So,
it's so true.
Never mind.
No,
it's so true. But how are you? How is this whole thing affecting? Because you've obviously got plans of for things you want to do this year, and do you see it affecting things very much for you?
Oh my God, 100%. Because we was So me and a couple of my friends that I do the show with, PAQ, we was meant to go to LA for some meetings because we had some big plans that were meant to be trying to do this year with the show. And like, we were meant to go to LA, have a meeting with some really, like when I say really important people, like really important people.
Because you've already worked with like massive brands at PAQ.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how big this one is if you can't even.
Yeah, this one's good. I mean, it's still kind of like that. I probably said too much by saying this much.
Right.
But like, yeah, it's just some stuff that we wanted to kind of explore for ourselves and like we couldn't even go anymore because a lot of the people are kind of like, yeah, we're not doing the meetings no more, so it's gonna have to be like phone calls now. And then obviously like a couple of like the model gigs that I had, obviously they're not really happening that much anymore because obviously none of the photographers are coming out to do some shoots and whatever. I just did a Burberry campaign thing though, which was fire. So I'm glad I got to do that before
the doors got shut.
literally, because all my model friends are like, all like my creative friends, they can't do anything because it's all about meetings and it's all about like, especially if you're like a visual like creator, you've got to link up with people, you've got to have meetings, you've got to sit down, you've got to
create the content.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And everyone's kind of like self-isolated, which is obviously the right measures to take, but obviously it's slowing down the bag for every man. Of course. You know what I mean?
Do you think a lot of people are going to kind of take the matter into their own hands and do stuff from home? You know, people can work from home. In a lot of industries, obviously some they can't, and we obviously sympathise and empathise with them. But you know, people, I think you know, when it, especially with fashion, do you feel like a lot of people are going to be doing stuff from their homes, their bedrooms, their gardens, and shit like that?
I mean, yeah. If you're not getting tempted by TikTok, then 100%. I feel like a lot of people will be doing that. Like, I feel like for me, there's a lot of art projects that I wanted to do, but I always had stuff to do outside.
Right.
So I think this is kind of like, it's like I hate Corona, but it's like, oh, thank you. At least time's freezing with me, so I can actually like have time to work on this shit, put it out, and then when it comes back to going outside in the real world, I can go back to my regular schedule. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people kind of have that. A lot of people are like creating stuff from their bedrooms and stuff anyways. Like a lot of these musicians now are like bedroom artists, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, advice going around the sort of musicians circuit, you know, how to self-produce at home and, you know, songwriting tips for self-isolation and stuff. So I guess similar things must be going around in the fashion world as well. Moog recently released an app, actually, that you can play a synth on your phone.
Literally, like talking about the self-production, obviously I've got the studio at my house, isn't it? So like tomorrow, like I've got a day when Mello's coming around, we're going to be just working on bits like that. So nice. It's like, you do get a chance to just literally be like, you know what, I ain't got to go nowhere.
This is
I'm going to just vibe.
Yeah.
I'm going to just vibe. Bridging's coming around, make some tunes.
This is it.
And then
some of the next great albums might come out of this period. You know?
Yeah. You know, you might hear like a coronavirus, like, reggaeton mix or something, you know.
Hey, no.
Hey, I'm
being serious. There's a guy who made a video called Corona.
Yeah, I've seen it. The drill tune.
Nah, it's a reggaeton. It's mad that you said it's a reggaeton tune. It's a guy from like the Dominican Republic or something.
Right.
Like that. And he made a song. He just called it Coronavirus on YouTube. He's got like 350 million views just from him writing Coronavirus and doing that. It's mad.
Oh, that's crazy. See,
that's crazy.
People are getting creative, bro.
Yeah.
Showing their talents and stuff. You know?
Good, yeah. Emergency services.
Yep.
Yeah.
They've seen Piers again. He's on the run.
You can't catch me.
An open window. I'll go through here. Some 70-year-olds.
Do you think that... No, that's what I wanted to ask you. We've been talking about our sort of coronavirus playlists.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any particular things that you're revisiting? Because as well as music, you know, I've been getting back into a lot of films. I watched Hook last night.
Oh, what, like the Captain Hook film?
Yeah.
With Robin Williams,
Dustin Hoffman.
That film was hard.
Right?
Yes.
I had to watch Matchstick Men. I know it's not super old, but Matchstick Men's old enough to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Catch Me If You Can.
Okay, I did that. I watched Groundhog Day.
Oh, did you?
I rewatched that. That's what I did in the Netflix thing too. I watched Snatch and I watched Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Because I thought I haven't seen these films for years. I don't really remember them.
Is there anything that you're doing during that you're actually quite glad about?
GameCube. Every day, all day.
You pulled out the GameCube,
bro. That's all I play. I put my PlayStation 4 away and I brought my GameCube and I've been waxing off my GameCube ever since.
What game? What's your go-to game on the GameCube?
Okay, so slept on game is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Right.
Harry Potter, G. All right, we can't inspire. Elbow tings right now.
Bro, that game on GameCube or like PlayStation 2, whatever, like that game as a whole is amazing. I like obscure games. So there's this weird game called Gotcha Force where you play as like these little toys, but it's like a battle royale kind of thing.
Okay.
That game is flipping hard. Need for Speed Underground.
Right.
Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, Vendetta, the classic.
Fair play. GameCube.
GameCube is the one.
Sega Saturn.
I still got that. My Mega Drive.
Amazing.
I got my Mega Drive.
I got a Mega Drive.
Or Dreamcast. That was another one that didn't really. It was a bit of a flash in the pan, the Dreamcast.
Yeah, it was.
Sega didn't really. I think that was like their kind of last gasp.
Yeah, Sega started declining.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sonic Adventure was the best game on that, I'd say, for me.
On Dreamcast,
yeah.
There was this other game that I used to play a lot with my brethren. It was like, it was a bit like Grand Theft Auto, but it wasn't. I can't remember. It was this guy dressed in all black, black t-shirt.
True Crime New York.
Black jeans.
I had True Crime. That was a sick game.
But he had like you could just breeze around on a motorbike for ages. You didn't really have to do missions if you didn't really want to. I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to try and find out. But that game was amazing on the Dreamcast. But yeah, RIP Sega, man. Because
they went out like
Nokia a bit.
They bowed out because obviously Sony came into it and was like, you know what, I got a PlayStation. Then Nintendo were like, you know, it's still going to do our thing.
It's like Bluetooth for Nokia when iPhone came around.
Exactly.
It's
got buried. Done out.
Yeah, it's true, you know.
But like, it's good that you're revisiting some of them things there, because I need to try and source a Dreamcast or something.
That's the thing, I never got rid of my GameCube. It's just always been there. I've always played it, but it's just like now I play even more. Or like my Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
You know?
They shaped it perfectly as well. You just store it away and then put stuff on top of it.
Yeah, it's true.
100%.
Love the GameCube. Fair play. So what else can we look forward to from Shaquille Aaron this year, 2020?
So besides, like, obviously we're going to be doing hopefully a madness later on this year with PAQ. So shout out to the rest of my brethren. Hopefully we're going to be doing a madness with that. But I'm looking more so this year to work on my solo stuff.
Yeah.
So this year, like, it's been a long time coming. Like, I've been wanting to do a solo exhibition. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been wanting me to do that. I recently sold some hoodies and t-shirts, and that went crazy. For a first drop as well, I never thought it would do so well. So it's good to see a lot of people receptive to my artwork and stuff like that. With that being said as well, so my poetry is like the next thing I need to focus on as well.
Because that's been going from strength to strength.
Yeah, honestly. And I've worked with like some brands with that. I've worked with like Hugo Boss with that. I worked with Ralph Lauren. So for me now, it's kind of like, okay, cool. Now I actually want to make a book. Do you know what I mean? And I want it to be a sick book. Like, shout out to my friend Helen Claire. She made a book called Him and His, which is about men's mental health. And that was like stocked in Tate as well. Mm-hmm. And I had a poem in that. And for me, that was just kind of like a little taste of like what it's like to really put your work into something and like, you know, have it distributed in the places that you kind of admire. Like, to have my work in the Tate would be amazing.
Absolutely.
So right now I want to work on a book. I'm also looking at getting into the other stuff as well, man, like acting, stuff like that. You know, we've met a lot of people along this road and like the business and stuff like that. So one of my brethren, Daniel Romaine, who's a model, he's just started acting school and he's like killing it right now. And he, like, just been talking to him about that. And I was like, you know what? I want to be in like some kind of Netflix original type vibe.
Because who's in one of the cast of Top Boy? I'm sure he's quite a sought after model.
Ward.
No, not Michael Ward. Mixed race brother, quite tall.
Yeah. He's a
cheekbones and that
Dudley.
That guy.
Dudley, the guy who was in the Rihanna video.
Yeah.
He's a boxer, you know.
He's a boxer as well.
Yeah. He wanted to be. I think that was his main thing. You want to know something crazy though? My previous art studio I just moved out of, I'm not going to say where it was, obviously, for this guy's thing. When I moved in there was a door opposite my door. I didn't know who was in there. And then one day I came out at like 11 p.m, it's Ashley Waters, bro.
Okay, yeah, so bro. That was at the that must have been when they were sort of...
That's when they just started like doing it again. Yeah. Like when it just started coming back and like just seeing like... It was just so surreal because I'm like, bro, like, you're literally working on Top Boy right now.
Yeah.
I've known you from So Solid days, and here we are, like, sharing, like, a studio space. Yeah, that was crazy. I bare felt like I wanted to be like, bro, I can't lie. You need to have someone like me in Top Boy. But I was like, nah, I'm not chiefing up, man, like that. I'm not doing that.
Is that something that you would you'd want to star in?
Being something like Top Boy?
Yeah,
bro, I'm from Catford, innit?
Yeah.
So for me, I understand like what the roads can be like. Obviously, I'm not going to beg it and be like, yeah, I was about that. But I've got brethren that like to dabble in that and like to do that. Friends that are in Penn. So it's kind of like I understand and I kind of resonate with it because it's like,
and
a,
so it's not,
you know,
it's not just about the facet of the roads, is it? That's the beautiful thing about Top Boy. I think the reason people gravitated to it in their droves, I think, is because it isn't just about the roads, especially the first season on Netflix. You had you know, it touched on Islamophobia. Yeah. It touched on
mental health, everything.
It's so deep.
Strokes.
Yeah,
it's deep.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's proper deep. It's such a, it's something that I feel like this whole generation can connect to, because this generation has got such a short attention span.
Yeah.
So to keep people there, episode after episode, resonating with so many different things from all walks of life. I would love to be part of something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
The stars really aligned with a show like Top Boy, especially even down to, you know, Drake taking it on. That was really important, I think.
Yeah.
I think you can't put too much significance on something like that, because it's the biggest star in the world at the time taking something on and giving it a much bigger platform.
How do you lot feel about Drake?
I'm not against Drake at all. I'm in no shape or form anti Drake.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't even say I'm a Drake fan, so to speak. But I don't switch off as soon as a Drake song comes on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I kind of appreciate what Drake's done.
Yeah, and there are some,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there
are some Drake songs that I actually love. You know what I mean? There are genuinely Drake songs that I love, but it's the same with someone like, say, Beyonce, for instance. I wouldn't call myself a huge Beyonce fan.
Yeah.
But there are some songs I know all the words to. I think they're great songs, you know.
I think what he's done, he's like, I'm not gonna try and compare Drake to Michael Jackson, yeah. But what Drake's done is he's created a thing where anything he releases, the world will literally gravitate to it, and it will become something. Even if it's not the best song he's done,
the world will still be in some shape or form, it will go viral.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean, something from it will become world renowned,
even if it's the video
around memes from Hotline Bling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But they take on new forms and they start to. That's the beautiful thing about memes, is that I feel like Drake understands the internet the most out of any artist, because he will do stuff that can take on a life of its own. Because now no one's singing Hotline Bling, but people are still moving around that meme of him saying no, and he's not even doing that.
Yeah,
I don't think he's just fucking dancing.
He's literally
just dancing, but. Now people have taken that one dance or those two moves to mean no, fuck off, and yes, please. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like he definitely understands the terrain that is social media, that, you know, the way that we share things, and that is what makes him a contemporary genius.
Yeah, he's something else. Like, Drake's cut from a different cloth. Like, no one could be Drake. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, did you hear that tune he did? War.
Yeah.
Oh, the drill
tune. Yeah.
It wasn't really me. I'm not gonna.
It weren't me either. But do you know what it is?
But it wasn't bad. I wouldn't. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't an objectively bad song. It just wasn't one of my favorite Drake releases. I think I heard it once and I didn't really need to hear it again. I wasn't inclined to.
Do you know what it was? He didn't do a chorus. When Drake does a chorus on a song, his hooks will always be like. You will sing along to that.
Yeah.
Like anytime he puts a hook into a song, he'll do it. But where he's literally spitting all the way through, it's hard for you to hook on to anything that he's doing.
Yeah.
Because it's very different to what he usually does.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Especially with Drill is so coded.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd give to him? Yeah. It's like, I don't feel like Pop Smoke obviously can ride like a R.I.P. Pop Smoke, but obviously Pop Smoke can ride like a UK Drill beat. But one thing I'd give to Drake is I feel like Drake's probably the only US artist, in my opinion, that has the confidence. And can somehow ride a UK drill flow.
That's his secret weapon.
Do you know what I mean?
He understands the UK because he's not US.
He's from Toronto.
He's Canadian.
Oh, that's true.
His culture is
My bad. So, yeah, it's true.
That's the beautiful thing about Drizzy. He's got what is ostensibly an American accent. If someone didn't know that Drizzy was from Canada, they'd just be like, okay, just fling him in with the rest of the Americans.
Mm. Yeah.
But his culturally, culture is different. Actually closer to that of the UK.
So then what about Seth Rogen on a drill beat then? Because he's Canadian too.
That's true.
He could probably do a thing if you wanted
probably
to.
Probably could.
Do you know, Celine Dion, I think could do it.
Hook.
She's Canadian. Yeah, right. Yeah. She could do it, yeah.
Standard. Celine Dion's on the roads.
Yeah.
But she's going to be the next Top Boy.
Celine Dion.
Top Boy's in it, you know what I mean? The OG comes over.
I reckon Celine Dion could definitely get a role in Top Boy. She could have been like, she could be like the boss of, you know, the woman, the Irish woman.
Yeah.
In season 2, she could be her boss.
Yeah.
The big boss lady.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
They just mention her name for ages. You're like, who is this person?
Exactly.
And then it's revealed towards the end to be Celine Dion.
Just got back from Vegas. What's going on? What the fuck's going on? Where's my money?
Yeah.
You get me? Man's been doing a residency in Vegas. I come back and what? You ain't built these fucking. You ain't gentrified the area. Yeah. What the fuck's going on? That would be sick.
Make that happen.
Yeah, make it happen, Drizzy, if you're listening. I know you are, because what else is there to do?
Exactly. You're on lockdown, bro.
This is it. Can't escape it. What are you listening to at the moment?
A lot of... Do you know what? I've just really started tuning in proper to, like, D-Block Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm really messing with, like, my boy. Shout out to MTMMG. He just shot their video, Self-Obsessed.
Yeah.
And
that's Beat Freaks, isn't it?
Yeah. Beat Freaks made that.
Krypton Conan.
And Dino. So I'm banging out them at the moment. Obviously, Don Toliver just dropped his album, Heaven or Hell, which is pretty fire.
Right.
Banging out a lot of Nas.
Okay, old school Nas, yeah?
Of course.
You know, Nas is in concert. Yeah. He was meant to be in concert on the 24th.
Not now.
Bro, Nas is a poet, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, like, Nas and Kendrick Lamar together on a track, bro, would have been... is well would be the most beautiful thing ever. I hope they actually make that happen, because yeah. I saw a photo of them two together recently on Nas's gram.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping they drop something. So okay. Speaking of which, I'm listening to a lot of Kendrick, a lot of YG. I'm listening to a lot and a lot of Meg Thee Stallion.
Right. Yeah.
I can't lie, that woman is amazing. Yeah, I swear down. Her energy is just incredible. Like how she carries herself. Like for me personally, I think it's so raw and it's just real. And
Meg
like
Thee Stallion, and she's been in the public eye a lot recently, hasn't she? Yeah. Been trying to get out of
her
a
recording deal contract.
She thinks isn't fair and all that.
You know what? That's one thing I would love to like shed light on as well for the younger generation is you really need to read your contracts, because I've been shoved some awful contracts
right.
that I've had to bend my back over to get out of.
Yeah.
And some like these things, they really do mess up your life. Like obviously getting like 30 grand or like 50 grand waved in front of your face when you have no money is a big deal.
Yeah.
But honestly, to all the young people listening, honestly, read those contracts and take your time, man, because for real, like once you get fucked over, bro, it's a headache. Like you're gonna use that money you just got paid and then some to get out of the contract.
Out of that same thing,
you know what I mean? And it's the worst experience ever, and it's traumatizing, and you don't want to go through like no like PTSDs or something like that, because you know you like took a mistake by signing a contract you didn't read thoroughly. Do you know what I'm saying?
Fair
so
play.
I hope that all the young people, all the upcoming musicians, because there's a lot of you guys as well, I hope you guys all read like your distribution deals, your contract deals, whatever, and avoid 360 deals, bro. Like you got the internet now.
Yep.
You know, try to do the solo thing. Do you know what I mean?
Fair. Haven't we got a game?
We have, but let's go to a quick track and then we'll come back and we'll get sorted out.
Yeah, let's do that. Music.
That's crazy. How? Whoa. I love how you just came in with that. That is so crazy. Hadn't intended this before. The word for us. My mom had a boot sale. I remember I was in the car and I just had to watch her sell my Nintendo 64 to someone. That was the worst thing ever. She just sold it right in front of me and I was like, oh my god. She was like, you can keep it if no one buys it. And I was like, someone's gonna buy it. Oh bro, so attacked. So attacked. Bro, Mario Kart, the original Super Smash Bros, like all of that, bro. It's crazy.
Difference featuring Toro y Moi by Flume. We got to see Toro y Moi at All Points East last year, didn't we?
We did, yes.
And I'll never forget how good Talamak is, man. That's like one of my. That's up there among my favourite songs. Speaking of artists that we love, Toro y Moi, Talamak. Big song, yeah. But that was Flume and Talamak. And we're speaking at the moment to Shaquille Aaron of PAQ fame. But also been striking out recently on his own with some with some solo projects, and there's a lot more to come this year. But to celebrate his presence, Natalie's got a little game.
Well, yeah. So I'm sure that you all know about 6 degrees of separation, right?
Yes.
As a concept. You know what that
is,
right?
Yeah, I think it's even smaller.
Okay,
than that,
so basically, 6 degrees of separation really originates with Kevin Bacon, the actor, where it was like, how do I get from Kevin Bacon to this person? So 6 degrees of separation is from getting one person to one person within 6 degrees. So okay. A lot of people could be done less than six.
Yeah.
For an example, because we found a website called, it's called Who Sampled, but right. It lets you know that everyone is just six social connections away from each other.
Right.
And it can tell you how and how they are. So if I said Beck to Cheeky Girls, I can do that in 3 degrees because Disco Box by Beck sampled Get Up Off of That Thing by James Brown. James Brown produced Think About It by Lynn Collins, which was sampled in I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred was covered in I'm Too Sexy by the Cheeky Girls. Bam, 3 steps right. From Beck to Cheeky Girls.
God wow. Damn it, that was good.
Wow. Woo! So I'm not asking you to work out how you think it is, but you could do if you want to have a go. I'm going to give you two artists. I want you to write down how many degrees you can get from one to the other.
Okay.
Maximum being six.
Right.
Minimum being one. But it won't be as obvious as one, okay? Right, so let's...
It won't be as obvious, did you say?
Yeah, that'll be too hazy.
Yeah,
like,
that
just,
was so obvious.
Just one. So we have five and a bonus, but let's start with number one. Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. Eminem. You other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up. Black Lace, Agadoo.
Right.
Eminem to Black Lace, there is a connection.
I don't even know who Black Lace is.
Agadoo, the ones that sing that. They sang
you know
that.
Agadoo?
You must know Agadoo.
Oh, no, no way.
No.
Oh, you need to go to more, you need to go
weddings.
To more working men's clubs.
So working men's clubs and say, yeah. Oh, love a bit God. Of that. Love a bit of Black Lace. Well, just write down a number from, I guess, 2 to 6 that you think we can get from Eminem to Black Lace. Okay?
I've got a feeling there's something to... All right.
You can have a go so, if you want
to. So they're one. So
Eminem to Black Lace doesn't matter. Just, could be the other way around.
No,
it's
no,
how
no,
many,
no,
steps
no, how many intermediaries
so,
are there
so
not
in between?
How do
it's,
I
it's
get
how many
from
people
Eminem?
In between?
Yeah. How do I get from one?
To but, and it's not including the two, is it?
Not including those two people.
Just the people that you need in between the intermediaries.
It's just in between people.
Yeah. Okay, we got something for that. Okay, number two.
Kate Bush. I love impressions of Kate Bush.
Okay. Kate Bush to the Weather Girls.
Mm. I can put the number.
Put the number down, please. Okay. I don't think in a million years anyone could get it, including myself, these links to her. But if you could, they can be tenuous.
I don't know. Those two songs.
Kate Bush to the Weather Girls.
I can imagine it being like a similar, almost producer kind of vibes.
Well,
almost.
Write down how many steps between 2 to 6 that you think it takes you can get from Kate Bush to Weather Girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael Payne's still thinking about this. Marcel's still pondering. They're really putting thought into this and I appreciate
this.
So you're thinking like, how do I get from?
Yeah.
What could it be? Write down a number, basically.
All right. Cool.
Okay, number three. Run the Jewels. Oh my.
Okay.
Two. Ace of Base.
I reckon any kid who grew up in the 90s probably forgot the original words of that song because so many rude ones were around.
Yeah, there were so many rude ones.
I saw your mum.
She opened up her legs.
I saw her bum.
It was fantastic. Okay.
That's
jokes. All right, well, how many steps do you think it would take from Run the Jewels to Ace of Base?
Bloody hell.
Or degrees, I suppose, just to say. How many degrees?
That goes in that. He done a cover of that.
Wow, I'm so impressed how you are actually thinking about this. Are we ready for number four?
Yeah.
Daddy better make me cupcake. Show you better. Hunt me, fuck me. My tunnel loves a deep throat. So don't stop trying. Don't stop. That's top seven.
Whoa, that was like, I was not ready for that at all.
How many steps from Cupcake to S Club 7?
I bet she's like Bradley's sister or something.
That's a 1 degree. I can tell you it's not a 1 degree step. Have you got something? Got a number? Yeah. Mm. Okay, finally.
Okay. If you don't get this right, Marcel, I don't know if you will.
Take it back now, y'all. The DJ Casper. One hop this time. Okay, how many steps? I'm sure you know this one, Marcel, from being from the squad. You would know how many steps you have got to
DJ Casper.
DJ Casper, yeah.
Is that slide to the left?
Yeah, have you taken that one, this one, bro? That's a bit mad.
Again, if you get it. No, yeah, you could get it. I don't know, actually. You could get it. We'll see. Bear in mind that a number of this, it's from the website Who Sampled, just saying that a number of the collections do feature Who Sampled too.
Right.
Anyway,
so it's all about samples.
Not necessarily, but it can be. All covers.
Okay. Cool.
So let's start with Eminem to Black Lace. Shaquille, what are you putting?
I put four.
Four, okay.
Yeah.
Marcel?
I put two.
Okay, and what did you put, Michael Payne?
I put one, and I reckon it's something to do with Chaz and Dave.
Marcel is correct. It is two.
Two in between Eminem and Black Lace.
So, Watch These by DJ Spinner, Thurston Howell III and Eminem, sampled...
Slow down.
One Step Beyond by Madness, which was produced by Clive Langer. Right. Clive Langer also produced Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners, which was covered by Black Lace. Mm. Done it in two.
Repeat that.
Watch These by DJ Spinner and Eminem, sampled One Step Beyond by Madness, which was produced by Clive Langer.
Right, okay.
And Clive Langer also produced Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners, which was covered by Black Lace.
Right.
So they've done it in two. Kate right, Bush to the Weather Girls. How many numbers are you going to give me?
Isn't that one then?
No,
it's two.
Because there's two people in between.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. What do you think for number two?
I put two.
Two.
I put two as well, actually.
I put three.
Correct, Marcel. You're right. It's 3 degrees. Okay, so The Man with the Child in His Eyes by Kate Bush was sampled in I Hear Him by Todd Edwards. Todd Edwards, that's step number one. Two, Todd Edwards' remix of Alabama Blues by Saint Germain sampled Everybody, Everybody by Black Box featuring Martha Walsh. Step three, Martha Walsh was a member of the Weather Girls.
Oh.
Okay. Number three, how many steps from Run the Jewels to Ace of Base?
Four.
I put five.
Five.
I put five.
You put four?
Four.
Two. So.
Oh, dang.
Do I get a point for being closest?
No.
I actually put three, but then I changed
Banana
to five.
Banana Clipper by Run the Jewels, sampled Lost at Birth by Public Enemy. Security of the First World by Public Enemy? It was sampled in the Don't Turn Around Ultra Mix by Ace of Base. Ace of Base have sampled Public Enemy.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, isn't one of them like a neo-Nazi now, though? I swear one of the Ace of Base.
I'm hearing was.
Like, okay, cool.
Before he was in Ace of Base.
Oh,
he
really?
Yeah, he heard the reggae and was like, you know what? I'm a changed man.
Sign.
Okay. Cupcake to S Club 7. How many steps?
Four. I put four as well.
Two.
Three. So, Cupcake is featured on Lip Gloss by Charlie XCX.
Right.
Charlie XCX was produced by Stargate on Break the Rules.
Right.
Stargate also produced S Club 7 on S Club Party.
No way!
There we go. And then finally, Blazing Squad to DJ Casper. How many steps?
I put four.
Four,
two.
Yeah.
I put three.
You are right, Shaquille. It is
yes.
Three. It is right.
I got one.
So, I'm sure as you're aware, you deliberately threw this one off myself. Crossroads by Blazing Squad.
Yeah.
It's a cover of Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Notorious B.I.G.'s Notorious Thugs featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony was sampled in Cameron's What Means the World to You brackets remix featuring Ludacris.
Yeah.
Area Codes by Ludacris sampled Cha Cha Slide by DJ Casper.
Ah.
Yeah, we got there. Yeah. We have a bonus because Marcel.
That's crazy.
Michael Payne has zero, Shaquille has one, and Marcel has two. But we do have a bonus if you're ready.
This is what I was waiting for, actually. Yeah? That's why I got zero.
Here we go.
You know what I mean? I thought I'd give you like a bit of a chance to go ahead, get ahead, and that.
All right, well, let's see. Let's see for the bonus then, when it takes all. Michael Payne to BTS. Write down how many degrees you think it takes to get Michael Payne to BTS.
Fuck.
I feel like I've smashed this.
Okay.
Actually. Oh, I don't know.
And one is not an answer.
No. Oh. I mean, what? He's worked with BTS. I think you know, yeah. There's a connection staring you in the face as to who you need to get to, but...
Yeah, but I think...
I know what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, how many degrees have you put down? Shaquille, how many have you got?
I put two.
Okay.
I put two as well.
I put two.
Three.
And I put three and I crossed it out.
Tell me how you got two, though.
I put, this was a wild guess as well. So I put that song, Jake Gosling worked with... what's his name? Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Is it Shawn Mendes, the really big pop star?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that his name?
He is a
Has
big
he worked
star.
With BTS?
No.
All right,
I'll tell you how it is according to Who Sampled
Ed Sheeran.
I thought Ed Sheeran was too fucking predictable.
No, but you got to go whichever way to get. Yeah. Michael Payne, you are featured on Little Lady by Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is featured on Roadside by The Game. El Chapo by The Game was sampled in one verse by BTS.
Oh.
Bam, bam, bam. That's how you get from Michael Payne to
two.
BTS.
I thought it was a two in between us. That's why I've done two.
No, it's because you're featuring on a track. There's three.
Yeah, there is two in between us.
There's two.
No, she said three. You don't count me.
Well,
you count the people
does.
In between, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The degrees of separation
are
the intermediaries. They're the people in between.
He's insisting it's three, Will. So hold on. Because you're featuring on a track.
You don't count me.
No, hold on. It's the track that you're featuring on with Ed Sheeran. So number one is Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, exactly.
Two
yeah.
is The Game. Three yeah. to BTS.
No, but
exactly. So you don't count Ed Sheeran
no,
in The Game.
You don't count. Because you always count the last artist.
Oh, you always count the last artist.
We have done that on every single other answer.
Really?
So it's not you.
It's Ed Sheeran, The Game, and then BTS. And
exactly.
The same
but
one,
don't you count the BTS and me?
Hold on.
No, but on Black Lace you didn't do that.
Blazing Squad wasn't you. It was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Ludacris, DJ Casper. It wasn't you that was counting. There, sorry, Marcel, but and so where are the other ones?
But I swear you don't count the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but that's
either.
Why. But, no, hold
but
on.
Do
no,
the
no,
first
no.
one again.
It
then.
Was two steps because it was Clive Langer, the producer, to Black Lace. That's two steps. Eminem wasn't in there. That's why it was two steps.
No, if it was Eminem. And
no,
then...
no. Listen to what I said. Watch D's was sampled on a song called One Step Beyond by Madness, which was produced by Clive Langer. He's the connection.
Yeah, who produced, yeah, and then two, it was
covered. Clive produced Dexy's Midnight Runner, which was covered by Black Lace.
Nah, Dexy's Midnight Runner.
They're not, no, listen to what I'm saying. Clive Langer produced Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runner, which was covered
Look,
by Black Lace.
6 degrees of separation is the idea that all people are six or fewer social connections away from each other. So you don't count them.
No, but we're not. You do count the end game on the website.
You don't count the end.
That is what on this website you do. So it's three steps and none of you win. Oh, sorry.
Well, I obviously win by default.
It's rigged.
I win by default, yes.
The system is rigged.
But, okay, but how come it's only rigged when you want it to be rigged, when you've lost?
What
you
do
were
you
fine
mean?
With it, you were fine with it.
I admit I lost, but
number
I'm just
two,
saying.
Number two, Kate Bush wasn't counted. Todd Edwards was counted. Martha Walsh counted two. Then the Weather Girls, that's three. That's 3 degrees. Run the Jewels, Ace of Base was Public Enemy one, Ace of Base two degrees. We weren't counting Run the Jewels.
Okay. I agree, Nat.
That's how
I
it
agree.
Is.
It's like whatever.
On that note, Marcel still won. So,
yes.
And Shaquille, you were in second place. So someone's just annoyed that they didn't get points.
How am I annoyed?
Gosh.
I'm not annoyed at all.
Corona's making us wild.
It's making us crazy in this place.
Thank you so much, Shaquille, for dropping through
and
chatting
you.
To us.
Thank
again.
You for having
thank
me again,
you.
Honestly.
Where can people find you on social media?
At shaka.d.badmon. And then Twitter is pretty much the same thing. And then my website, obviously, ShaquilleKeith.com is where you'll find all my art, all my poetry, and all my other projects and stuff like that.
Amazing. Sick. Shaquille Aaron, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a little chat. We're going to play a song, actually,
aren't
we?
And then we're going to get our final guest of the day into the studio. Thank you.
there's nothing to see here. The demons come and go. I know that with time they come around. Opened up a door.
That's Tom Misch and Yusuf Days with What Kind of Music. We of course spoke to Tom's sister, Laura Misch, last year, was it? She was one of my favourite guests, actually. Really cool, very talented young lady. We've got our last guest of the day in today, though. We're going to be broadcasting till 6, so we're out of here in 18 minutes. But before we go, we just want to speak to Cartier Rick and Jay Money.
Yo.
Yeah, is Jay Money.
Yo, yes, yes. Jay Money.
Amazing. We've just got to check with the pronunciations that it's not accidentally Mooney or something like that. Jay Money. How did you two meet?
It's a link, you know. It's a close friend that I had. Close with him, right. Literally, just
because I know you're both putting stuff out on the same label, right?
Yeah, exactly. Load B. Right. Yeah, that's right.
And so you met before this whole
before we actually got together as a collective. So Load B, it's a name we all stick under. It's like a collective. We all make music, put it under Load B.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a record label on our own terms. So.
That makes sense.
That's what we aim to do, to be fair with you.
Collective. Like D Block. After the Locks got shafted by Puff Daddy. It's mad though, isn't it? Because if Diddy hadn't shafted the Locks, there'd be no D Block Europe.
No D Block. Yeah. That's true.
So you kind of got to thank Puffy for being such a prick. In a way.
I feel like he changed his ways as the time went on, though.
He did. I think he realised how many people he'd fucked over. So then he's like, I'm going to change my name to Love. Don't think about all the people that I shafted in the day and that I secretly murdered Biggie.
Wow.
He's just
That's my theory.
Serious?
No, I reckon it was Jigga. I reckon it was Jay-Z. That's my person. It's a theory. They were in cahoots, man.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I reckon Jigga got rid of all the competition. And that's how he became the biggest thing. You know. But that's me. That's me personally.
I've heard he's living in Mexico, though. This is the thing.
He's living in Somalia.
I've heard some crazy.
I've seen a picture.
Mad stories.
He's on an island in Jamaica or something. I've heard.
I reckon he's on a secret tour, Pac. I take it back. No one got him murdered. He is actually just living a secret life.
He's just living a secret life.
Someone said they saw him driving down the street waving with one of the. What outlaw was it that got murdered after Pac? I think it was Gaddafi. No, not Gaddafi. It was one of them anyway. Basically, someone said they saw both of them in Somalia just whipping, driving around.
Even be surprised, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised either. This is the thing. Because back then, there was no social media. So if you wanted to fake
your own
death,
you could disappear.
Easily. I reckon Pac just thought, you know, fuck this. I'll just live
too much stress, innit?
Way too much stress.
Still got money coming in.
This is the thing, royalties.
Exactly.
That's why he banged that Bear albums before he died. He had a get out plan. He had a self isolation plan.
No, you before it was a thing. Tried to disappear. Someone's gonna see you. Bring their phone out.
To be honest, I had that many people after me, or I knew I was gonna go out very soon, I'll disappear.
Yeah,
that's big facts. Why not
go back home?
Literally.
Yeah. Honestly, just go to the last place anyone would look for you. Somalia.
Where would you go?
I'd probably t- take a leaf out of Pac's book and go to Somalia. That's the last place in the world to look for me.
I'd probably go to China, not right now.
China, yeah, that's true. It's calming down as well.
You know what I mean?
It's calming down.
Can you even get there?
That's true. That's true. Can you even get there on a normal day without stress?
Nah, it's true.
This is the
thing.
You're
going through all kinds of like quarantines and all that kind of stuff, having to show your information.
Do you know, I'd get a job on an oil rig.
Why?
I'd just get a job on, because then you're working.
You're making that money, ain't you? You're making that money still.
You're getting money and you're just in the North Sea. Or something. He's pumping gas or whatever the fuck they do on an oil rig.
It's hard, man. Yeah. From what I've seen.
It does look hard.
Dangerous.
It looks like it's bare pressing buttons in the morning. Like, I don't reckon they're pumping anything anymore. I reckon technology is like, has advanced so much now that they probably just bang a button, drink tea for the rest of the day, and wait for like, I don't even know.
Probably pays well as well.
This is what I mean. And then you ain't got to rent anywhere.
Anywhere.
You literally live on a platform in the middle of the sea.
Fuck that. That's long.
I just jump on an oil rig.
Boy, the way I'm scared of water, good I wouldn't luck with even that. Do that.
No,
that's you. I wouldn't even. Nah, no chance.
Well, how about like be the entertainment on a cruise ship?
There's still bare people around you on that cruise ship, innit?
But the thing is, none of them are in your demographic. None of them are in your demographic.
No.
How many people do you know that have ever been on a cruise?
Never.
I know a few people.
But how many people's nans do you know that have been on a cruise? Or parents? Right. It's not a demographic.
It's not.
I'd be a cruise entertainer. Like, you'd be 40 in the what film is it?
Oh, in Speed 2.
Speed 2. I'd be like UB40 in Speed 2. Just jump on a cruise ship. Just be the entertainment on that. You know what I mean? Speaking of entertainment, let's talk about the current single.
Oh, yeah.
It's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, me and Jay Money. Exactly right. Call-In was the first one we did together. It's done well. Managed to get it on BBC.
BBC. Big up BBC.
Big up Love as well. Literally, big up Natalie. Doing loads for us, to be honest with you, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've been trying to just get our music out there. We've got a lot lined up.
We've got Couldn't Be Me out as well.
Yeah,
that's right.
Visuals coming out for that soon.
Big up LB King. Oh. We got Three Blind Mice out as well.
Yeah,
different. We got a lot lined up. We've got, what is it called? The next one coming out, After Party with Parv again.
Yeah.
That one, we're going to push that heavy. So right now we know all we need to do to make sure our music comes out, meets as many people, reaches as many people as possible. How to just push it through social media, basically, and just get it out there, man.
Yeah.
We're ready for this one.
Yeah.
We got T in the building as well.
Like, big fat. What is your, how have you had to kind of change any parts of the game plan?
100%.
With all the shit that's going on now.
How did you find going through it the first time?
You know, it was like more a trial and error thing, man. It was the first time, innit? So, even I feel like, I don't even feel like I was that confident in front of the camera, you know?
That's a big step.
Obviously, still a work in progress.
Yeah, it's always a learning curve.
What we have got now, I do feel like, this is something.
Exactly.
That,
and just being able to actually grasp social media, be able to use like things like TikTok. I was never comfortable making a TikTok.
Right.
I tried it the other day.
A lot of trial and error with that one as well. Sometimes you just put it out there and just promo at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Just have to stop thinking about what people look at or care about. Just do what you want, do what you like, get it out there, man.
Have you got a firm grasp? Because people are saying that is the new thing now. I'm a bit shook. But like, because I love Instagram, but I'm that generation. Like, Instagram's been around for 10 years
it's
now.
It's so sensitive now, man. It's so stupid. You have to censor your post.
You
can't even swear and promote the video. Fair enough, you got little kids using it or whatnot, but should be age restricted.
No, but that's the thing. They ask you for age, what sort of age? If you put over,
is this on TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
I've had it for so long that I don't even remember any of the hoops.
When you want to like post an ad, they ask you for an age.
So
you can target it towards a certain age group, but a lot of it will just get blocked because maybe they think you're, I don't know, swearing, or they think the images aren't
inappropriate or whatever.
Exactly. It just makes it a lot very difficult. That's one thing we notice, but. I mean, we'll work with it, have to, so why not?
This is the thing.
Man, it is what it is.
But I guess as long as the music's quality and the music speaks for itself, cream rises to the top, as they say.
Yeah.
So you've got a current single out at the moment. more stuff coming out. Who are you looking at? Who are you fans of?
Oh, you go first.
Who should we be looking
what,
out
do
for?
You know what, I don't even want to start naming names.
Aisley Ains, one person you should
look
out.
Yeah, yeah. If you're you're talking about people like around
the
art,
who are you feeling?
Or like
anyone,
people big in the industry.
Anyone, literally anyone. Like either you know, because we are obviously radio DJs and we want to have our finger on the pulse and we want to know what people are listening to.
Well, yeah,
and be inspired. Like so who
Rich just said, Aisley Ains, he's just like us though, and he's up and coming. 100%. He's therefore someone to look out for.
Yeah. You got big people on the scene right now making noise. We got Par, Block Life. You got what's Darko?
Yeah, she's Darko, killing.
Yeah, killing it right now. Hardy's been quiet for a while, but
he just come through on the featured on a new Darko rhythm as well.
That's
right?
A vibe though. I like that tune.
I like her. I think she's great.
Yeah, she's 100%. She's doing her thing, man. Even look out for R Group Load B, 100% coming in hard 100%. This year. It's been a crazy start of the year, but
yeah, man, it's been a bit difficult getting things, visuals up, like on the uploading side of things. Like,
right.
It's been a bit, rocky, but
always
getting.
We were saying to one of the other artists we were chatting to as well that one of the sort of you know, the silver lining to all of this shit that's going on now is that a lot of people are in their homes now, innit? A lot of people are able to consume. Videos if they're put out, consume music if
that's
it's
true.
Put out.
That's people. You know? They're going to benefit heavily from this.
Absolutely.
Musicians.
I guess the live scene, the live circuit
suffers
massively,
but
it doesn't mean that people can't put out projects and people take them in. So who were your main influences to get into music in the first place?
UK, American.
Yeah. Anyone.
American. Do you know what? Who was that listening? A lot of people, I would say people I listen to, like YNW, Melly.
You said that, actually.
That's
probably
yeah,
said.
A bit of Drake.
Mm-hmm. I would say Drake as well.
Yeah, Drake as well.
D-Block heavy.
D-Block, yeah, UK, D-Block Europe heavy still.
Big time.
K-Trap.
Even, respect what Stormzy's doing as well.
Literally.
Yeah, I would say D-Block, Drake, Stormzy, top three.
Okay, it's nice to hear so many UK influences, man. We've spoken about this a lot, innit?
Game changed, innit?
Marcel and I have been in our 30s. A lot of our inspirations will be US. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But at the same time, it is nice when the new generation come through and say, people from, you know, down the road are the people that we looked up to, people that got us into performing, recording and all that. It is nice. It shows how far we've come. Well, we should get into some music, shouldn't we? Would you do us the honour of introducing the song we're about to play?
Perfect. Look out for this one. It's Cartier Ricks. It's J Money. It's Calling.
She hold it down, I bend her back, we go a thousand rounds. Cause she heard the line blow, but she can't make a fuss. I put her in designer clothes. So my baby girl pray that I make it home. I'm in a German whip, it stinks, I'm supplying both. This got the team stepping out, we got them drippy clothes. So now these bitches going low, we got them freaky hoes.
They said give a dog a bone, but I'm a risk taker. I'd rather get it on my own, it gives it more flavour. I'm on the ball, I'll eat it whole like a jawbreaker. Highest gang, more paper, low
baby,
no
don't you see me calling? Oh girl, I'm on to you.
Alright, she dirty wine, a couple drinks that would do.
She got me falling.
She got me thinking all the things
my
I
baby
can be doing.
Don't you see me calling? I swear I'm calling you. My baby, tell me what you want me to do. You see me falling? I swear you're falling through.
My baby, tell me where you're falling to. I swear I'm on to you. Yeah, yeah. Touch your toes, make it harder for me. I swear I'm on to you. Yeah, yeah. She going low, baby, whining for me. Yes, me. Yes, me.
Brown skin Rebecca, big back more time, she let me leg her. My yellow one Laura, her man was in the can, so she wouldn't let me bore her. You know I couldn't trust her. Words to all my
grey ones. Sure, I done scored on. Let me tell you about me, Theo and Spark. We ain't tryna pack, they gotta suck it like it's starters. So they can now cut off.
My
like
baby, don't you see me calling? You really got me in the mood lately. An emperor, new groove, baby. You really feeling naughty. So tell me what you wanna do lately. Brown skin, chocolate, looking real tasty. Looking like pastry. You got me blowing up your line, looking real crazy. My baby, don't you see me calling? I swear I'm calling you. My baby, tell me what you want me to do. You see me falling? I swear you're falling through. My baby, tell me where you're falling to. I swear I'm onto you. Yeah, yeah. Touch your toes, make it harder for me. I swear I'm onto you. Yeah, yeah. She going low, baby, want it for me. Yes, see me.
That's calling. Big vibe. Big vibe.
Come on.
That's the goal, isn't it? It's to make the waviest music, isn't it?
100%.
This generation is very much about the wave.
Wavy, innit? Yeah, innit? Yeah, 100%.
We were like, you had the bubbling era.
Yeah.
You had like, when Bashment took hold, it was next level. But now everyone's on a wave. Everyone's
it's
like
the vibe in it, but catching that little kind of like
sweet spot. Yeah. It's
calm,
true.
It's calm music, but you can still dance.
This is it.
That's the motive.
We're at a mad time right now. But yeah, thank you so much to our guests in the studio with us right now, Cartier Rick and Jay Money.
I appreciate you too, man.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much to every single other guest that came in and chatted to us on the phone. Big love to Shaquille Aaron and big love to Zebra Cats, should I say. We'll be back. Oh yeah, socials, of course. Before I let you go, let people know where they can find you on the socials.
Instagram, lb.muni, lb.money.
Mine's at Cartier Ricks. You can follow the main page at loadb_music. And we've got Parv as well at PXRV.
Nice. Thank you so much. And we'll be back business as usual next week, I reckon.
Maybe.
I think, unless coronavirus creeps in through the window.
Yeah, that one's going to creep up. Creeping up. I think that's creeping up by the weekend, man.
Honestly.
I don't think we're going to make it past the weekend.
Okay, all right. Well, we might not be. Do you know what? It will be such a pleasant surprise if you do catch us on the internet next week.
Yeah,
check in 4 till 6, innit? If we're still alive, we'll be here, innit?
Never knew existed.